course I would steal funds in the TSA. Fuck them. Resist them whenever you can, guys. Every time you feel the government, just like, ah, get off me. I never take my shoes off anymore when I'm flying. I just don't do it. You're not even supposed to, but I just don't. I go through security and they're like, sir, your shoes, you have to take your shoes off. I'm like, oh, I can't take them off. They're like, what? Why not? I just go, medical condition. It's like diplomatic immunity. They can't say shit after that. The most they can do is ask you what your condition is. And my friend Brent Weinbach taught me this. You just make up some Latin-sounding syllables. It always sounds like a really deadly disease. She go, what's wrong? Mitosis filibopsis. That sounds real as fuck. And it's super rare. You can't even Google it. That's how rare it is. I've had guys apologize. Like, oh yeah, I know that can be. Do you? Fuck them. Fuck them. I farted on one of them in Boston. I farted right on. It was so rewarding, you guys. It was so rewarding. It was my best fart since... Do you remember when you discovered crop dusting? Yeah. You know? I don't know if girls got any... Guys, little boys are very inquisitive about the world. And they make these observations. And one of the first observations we make is like, oh, farts smell. And then after a while, you're like, wait, but they don't smell right away. It takes like 7 or 8 seconds for them to smell. And like, what happens to them then? Do they go train and then come back? And then you realize like, oh no, it's just gotta work its way out of your pants for a little while. It just takes about 7 seconds. But then you realize like, oh, that means if I fart quietly enough and there's a good enough friend like right nearby me, you can have a lot of fun with it. If you're like, you can go, hey man, how you doing? And then you just wait. And they'll be like, what are you doing? Why are you walking so close to me? They're like, oh, fuck, fuck, no, no, no. Since then, I have never had as rewarding a fart as when I farted on this TSA agent. I was going through it, and the first person was like, sir, your shoes. I'm like, medical condition. And the second person's like, sir, your shoes. I'm like, medical condition. Don't you communicate? And he goes, I don't understand. You can get your shoes on, but you can't take them off? Yeah, excellent question. It's an excellent question. If I really had a disease, I would have an answer for that question. But the only thing I was suffering from was freedom. So he asked me that. I go, how about this? How about you just do your fucking job for once and shut your fucking mouth? Zero respect whatsoever. I'm telling you guys, fuck them. And some of my friends are like, they're just doing their job. Like, don't take that job. You can go job in the mafia, doesn't mean you're supposed to do it. My father was a Holocaust survivor, and he always taught us that just doing our job is not really an excuse for your actions. Too far, right? That's too far. Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. That was too much of a comparison. So he goes, okay, I'm going to search your bag again. And he starts to unzip my bag. And I just took my hand, I slammed it right on there. I'm like, no. You don't get to search me again because I don't like you. That's not the rule. I don't have to like you. And just to be clear, I do not like you. I'm telling you, black people, if you ever want to yell at a cop, this feels just as good, but there's no repercussions. So immediately he called the supervisor over. He's just like, supervisor, and look, here's the deal. I've had like 40 supervisors call to me at this point. I'm a complete cunt when I fly. It takes like an extra 40 minutes every single time. You don't want to go. My friends all know. My friends are like, oh, I'll see you up there at Pizzeria Uno. I'm like, all right, I'll catch up with you. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. I got work to do. Fuck you, fuck you. Fuck you. Here's the deal about supervisors. They always think you're gonna be more scared of them because their walkie-talkie is up here instead of down there. They think that's their special X-Men power. So this guy was like, you know, this regular guy was like, supervisor, and immediately I was like, give me fucking rat bitch, you're gonna tell on me? Give me that. Call your mommy. Supervisor comes in eventually and is like, yeah, is there something I can help you with? And I was like, yeah, we're trying to figure out how many idiots this is going to take. So far, we're up to 2. And he was like, what's the problem? And the one guy starts to talk. I'm like, I'll talk because you're an idiot. He's searching me again because I don't like him, and that's not the deal. I didn't do anything. You're not supposed to search me. That's the deal we made. I'm an American, and I'm white, and you leave me alone. So he was like, he saw that I was just trouble. So he was like, sir, if you don't like the rules, don't fly. Which is very dismissive. I'm not the enemy. I'm just a fucking guy who wants to fly. But the cool thing was, I'd heard that logic before, so I was kind of ready for it. So he goes, if you don't like the rules, don't fly. And I go, isn't that what they told Rosa Parks? And he was like, he goes, that's different. And I go, shut up, racist. It's so much fun to fuck with him. Do you guys know who Rosa Parks was? Okay. Hopefully you all do. You should all know. So I told, all right, I'll just tell you. Rosa Parks, you should know this. You should read something. Rosa Parks is a really influential figure in the civil rights movement. She would, she took slaves by way of Underground Railroad over the border into Canada. It's embarrassing, you guys. You guys should really read something. It's embarrassing. So do that. Yes, that was the other one. Whoever said that, that's true. It was the other one. That was the other one. So the supervisor guy, he was just done. He was just like, sir, you have to listen to me. And right when he said the H and have to, I got this gurgling in my stomach from last night's Chipotle. It was like, and look, here's the deal. I don't believe in God, okay? I just don't. But us atheists, every once in a while, we get these gifts. And they kind of make us wonder. Like in this case, like who else but Jesus would have known that I wanted to fart so badly right now? No one. Who else had the power to grant me that wish? Nobody but Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Is that how you say it? I really have no idea. Whenever I say that, I feel like I really can see through it. Like clearly in the closet gay guy who's talking about women. And they're like, I love pussy, you guys. I don't think you do. What do you mean I love it? It's my favorite thing. Yeah, you keep saying that, but I don't believe you. So he goes, sir, you have to listen to me. And I go, you have to smell my fart. And I just cut the longest, loudest fart. It was like 14 seconds long. And so loud, cartoonishly loud. People from other aisles were turning around, just going like, did someone sneak on a lawnmower? What's happening? One fart the whole way through. I was careful not to chop it up at all. Because I didn't want to think like, oh, some of these farts are for other people. No, one fart, all for you. But I didn't want it to come out too fast either. Because if it came out wet, then he would win. You really gotta finesse it in these high pressure situations. And it was like, it had pitch, that's how long it was. It went down and then back up in bass. We were like, the whole time looking at him right in the eyes. It's this didgeridoo noise fucking being thrown at him. And he had zero emotion on his face the entire time. Just like this. And then when I'm done, when I finish it off, he just goes, really? I'm like, yeah, man, really. We're getting sick of you. We don't want you here anymore. Bomb dog, lock the cockpit gate. Door, that's it. Metal detector, that's all you need. Yeah, here's what I want to do from now on. This might go too far. But this is what I want to do. I want to take out my cell phone camera when I'm at the airport. And every TSA agent I pass, I want to like really obviously take a picture of them. Like really obvious, you know? I'll leave my flash on. Like I'm not trying to hide it. And if they stop me, if they go, sir, what are you doing? I'm gonna go, when the revolution comes, we're gonna wanna know whose side you were on. I'm telling you guys, try it. Try to resist them in some small way. Just try to be like, no, get the fuck off me. Just curse them out, or don't do that thing where it looks like you're being sent off to a concentration camp, or getting arrested, or just don't take your shoes off. Just try that. You'll be nervous at first. I was too. When I first did it, I was so nervous. You'll be nervous too. But when you get through with it, you'll feel like George Washington. You guys, that's my special. Thank you very much, everybody. You guys are cool. Thank you. All right. Thank you very much.